glories to the Assembly of Peace. All glories to the Assembly. All glories to the Assembly of Peace. All glories, all glories, all glories to Siguru and Siguru and Sinapu. No. Prabhu, you will be here to play Madanga? You will be here during class or you will leave?
I'll be here.
Because during the class we are going to sing one song.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you. Om Ajnana Tamirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadhati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Tapadakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padanu Sahagana Sri Lalita Sri Vishakhavitam Sya He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Sri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamam Vasya Kripa Sindhu Devacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivashadi Gaur Bhakta Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Before I start a class, this is the only time I probably talk about the theatras. So, before the Radha Ashtami is on 6th, on Friday, September 6th. September 5th is the Rath Yatra in UCF, University of Central Florida in Orlando. So, of course, it's in weekdays on Thursday because that's where the students are in the weekdays. So, it is the best way to offer something to Radharani, isn't it? By going out and there is the best love we can offer. So, and so many devotees are in this community. So, devotees who are not working, who are not having business, who are free, if they like to join to this Rath Yatra, it's in Orlando, UCF, University of Central Florida, which is the, what I am hearing is the second biggest university in the United States. That's what I'm hearing. And we do the procession right in the campus with a chariot. Lot of students, lot of book distribution, lot of talk to people, to the students. So anybody likes to join on that day, let us know. We can arrange some kind of transportation. Prasadam will be there. Orlando devotees are there, but as you know, not many devotees like Alachwa. So anybody likes to nicely dressed, tilak, nicely, if you like to join, please let us know. The few cards are here. Please come join. Okay? The good thing about this university is right 15 minutes away from the temple. Our temple in Orlando. So the students can be guided to come to the temple. So, sorry, I have to take my time for that. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 12, Chapter 12, Text 48. Srimad Bhagavatam summarized. Sankirtyamanaha Bhagavan Anantaha Shuta Anubhavaha Vyasanam Hi Pumsam Pravishya Chitam Vidhunoti Ashesham Yatha Tamaha Arkaha Abram Iva Ativataha Sankirtyamano Bhagavan Anantaha. Srutanu bhavo vyasanam hipumsam Pravishya chitam vidhunotya shesham Yathatamo arko abhadram Abhadram ivati vataha Sankirtyamano Bhagavan Anantaha Shutanu Bhavo Vyasanam Hipumsam Pravishya Chittam Vidhunotya Shesham Yathatamo Kro Abravivati Vataha Sankirtyamano Bhagavan Anantaha Shutanu Bhavo Vyasanam Hipumsam Pravishya Chitam Vidhunotya Shesham Yathatamo Arko Abhadram Ivati Vataha Vaishnavis.
Sankirtyamano Bhagavan Anantaha
Shri Chaitanya Prabhu Vyasanam Hipumsam
Sankirtyamanah, being properly chanted about. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anantah, the unlimited. Shruta, being heard about. Anubhavah, his potency. Vyasanam, the misery. He indeed, Pumsham of persons. Pravishya, enter. Chittam, the heart. Vidunoti, cleanse away. Ashesham, entirely. Yatha, just as. Tama, darkness. Arkaha, the sun. Abhadram, clouds. Iva, as. Ativataha, a strong wind. Translation and purport by the disciple of Srila Prabhupada. When people properly glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead or simply hear about His power, the Lord personally enters their hearts and cleanses away every trace of misfortune. Just as the sun removes the darkness, or as a powerful wind drives away the clouds. Purport. One may not be satisfied with the example of the sun removing the darkness, since sometimes the darkness in the cave is not removed by the sun. Therefore, the example is given of a strong wind that drives away a cover of clouds. It is thus sympathetically stated here that the Supreme Lord will remove from the heart of His devotees the darkness of material illusion. So we will talk about something about this shloka, then hopefully we will have the song on the board, we will sing that, and then we will have one of the pastimes which is related to this purport and this shloka. Do that. I hope I will have enough time. So here says that when the people properly glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead and simply hear about His power. So what is that properly means? What is properly means? It says the Shravanam Kirtanam, right? Hearing and chanting. But it says properly word is used here. What does that mean?
Attentively.
Yes, attentively. What else?
Following what it says.
Previous acharyas. Coming in the disciplic succession. Right?
Reverently.
Sorry?
Reverently.
Reverently. Okay. What else?
Yeah, obediently.
Obediently. So we hear the Supreme Personality of Godhead hearing and chanting, doing Sravanam Kirtana. That's what is mentioned in this here. Hear about what? About His power. What is His power? One of the six opulences. Krishna is most powerful, right? We say, out of six opulences. What is that power?
It's inconceivable.
Inconceivable power. What else?
We can change our hearts.
Power which is change our heart. This power which is we all, in the 10th canto we all about, heard about, it's all its pastimes. Right? Lifting Govardhan Hill. 7 year boy. Lifting Govardhan Hill for 7 days and 7 nights. Not just with one hand, just with little finger. So we hear about this power, different powers of the Lord from Srimad Bhagavatam. Not just His power, but power of His devotees. That's what Srimad Bhagavatam is. Glorifying Lord and His devotees. So we hear this, then what happens? Lord personally enters the heart. Wait a minute, Lord is already within the heart. How is He entering the heart? We say that there is soul and there is super soul within the heart. So how is He going to enter in the heart?
Huh? Just like Mother Yashoda already had her son, and then Vasudeva brought his son, and they all became one. So Paramatma,
when we strongly desire to serve, then Lord manifests His our relationship, istadev, how do you say in English, object of our love at that time.
Thank you.
So super soul is there, but he's not, he's never active in that sense, in, because relationship is not established. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So the point is the Lord is already within our heart, but we are not realizing it. In the beginning, through 11th canto, we heard that before you're going to Lord, say outside person to see Lord, you will saw Lord within your heart. You need the Dhruva Maharaj. So what, how are you going to see Lord within our heart? By Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. And then what's going to happen? All the dirty things will be. Lord will personally enter the heart. And what He does? He cleans away all the anarthas, everything. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, matsari. Our heart will become the clean mirror. Like a lotus. When our heart will become lotus, then Lord will be sitting within that lotus within our heart. Rather, Shyam Sundar will have the darshan of that. We will talk about one of the pastimes of this from Mansarovar. So, Lord enters within heart by this Shravanam Kirtanam, by Smaranam, in this age of Kali. Hearing. And what happens? Cleans away the every trace of misfortune. What is that misfortune? Misfortune. What is that trace of misfortune we have?
Forgetfulness.
Huh?
Forgetfulness.
Sorry?
Forgetfulness.
Forgetfulness. Yes. What is that misfortune?
Material desires.
Material desires. Being separate than Krishna.
Ahankar.
Sorry?
Ahankar.
Ahankar. False ego. Right? So all this misfortune is removed. Lord Himself will remove. Here it says, Lord will enter her, remove misfortune. So we are all very fortunate, isn't it? Isn't it?
Why
are you all agree that?
Why is not removing now?
Well, we are removing. Yes, we are renewing. This is what we are renewing by talking about it.
Something more.
Well, that is the beginning, right? So, we are very fortunate. Let's talk about, we are fortunate. Why we are fortunate? Because we have come in contact with the
Bhakti.
Srila Prabhupada. Right? Now what we have to do with that fortune? We have to keep ourselves. What should we do?
Invest.
Share. Invest? Yeah. What do you do? You share with others.
Mahaprabhu says you taste it and share it.
Right.
Not just share it.
Yes.
Or not just taste it. Both.
You share it with others. That is the fortune. And then what happens? Just as the sun removes the darkness, or as a powerful wind drives away the clouds. Now, as we know, when the morning sun when comes in the morning, it removes all the darkness. But sometimes, we see for last couple of days, lot of rain, and we feel like the sun is covered by the clouds. But when the wind comes, what happens? Wind blows away all the clouds. So similarly, the knowledge, bhakti is there. Bhakti is there within our heart, dormant. But what happens? The clouds, which is the imparted knowledge by the pure devotee. Bhakti given by the pure devotee, bhakti gives bhakti. That bhakti given by the pure devotees, then it has effect. What happens? It drives away all the clouds and we can see the sun. So pure devotees instruction, association, vapu is needed for us to progress in the bhakti. And that's what Srila Prabhupada did. Right? He came to the Western country. Everybody had a dormant love for the Krishna was already there within the heart. But what he did, by his purity, he gave his association, gave his instructions, Vani, through Vani and Vapu, what happened? He removed that clouds to clear. Now we are in that process, clearing process of this. The process is we already achieved the goal, but now it's a matter of time. When you get an air ticket to go to India, you are already there, but you are on your way. You're going to achieve that. So we are on that path. So devotee is praying for that my Lord, and that's why he says, Antara Mandire Jago Jago, Madhava Krishna Gopa. So I thought we can sing this song is related to this shloka. So I thought we can sing this song. And then after that we can talk about the pastimes of the, one of the pastimes of Asuri Muni. How Asuri Muni was seeing the Lord, was having the darshan of the Lord within his heart, and how he became bewildered when he couldn't see the form of the Lord within his heart. And what he did. And there is a conversation between Lord Shiva and Asuri Muni, because Lord Shiva is, as we know, is the Vaishnavana Mithasambhu. Praise devotee. And there is a conversation between Asuri Muni and the Lord Shiva. We will talk about that in pastimes. Okay? So let's, Prabhu, you want to come? Play harmonium by ISA. Is it on the board? Okay. Do you want to play harmonium?
Sure.
And she can play the mridanga. This song is also, the Janmashtami is coming up, so it's a nice mood to meditate on this song, to have that mood of the... You will play harmonium? Okay. Ready? Antara Mandire Jag. jago jago Madhava Krishna Gopal Mandire Jago Jago Madhava Krishna Gopal Nava Aruna Sama Jago Hridaye Mama Nava Aruna Sama Jago Hridaye Mama Sundara Giridhari Lal Madhava Krishna Gopal Antara Mandire Jago Jago Madhava Krishna Gopal Nayane Dhaniya Betari Badan Jago Jago Tumi Kishore Shyam Radha Priyatama Jago Hridaye Mama Jago Hai Goshe Rakha Madhava Krishna Gopal Antaramandire Jago Jago Madhava Krishna Gopal Yasoda Dulale So Aisa Lani Chol Pranir Devata Aisa Hi Kishor Lera Dabame Riti Prajadame Aiso hai braj rakhal Madhava Krishna Gopal Antara Mandire Jago Jago Madhava Krishna Gopal Antara Mandire Jago Jago Madhav Krishna Gopala. Can we read the translation together?
Please
arise in the temple of my heart, O Madhava, O Krishna, O Gopal. Please arise, glowing radiantly in my heart, like the new sunrise, O beautiful one, O darling Girdhari Lal. Tears are pouring from my eyes like a monsoon cloud. Please arise, O youthful Kishore, O dark Shyamal, O most beloved Sri Radha. Please arise in my heart, please arise, O maintainer of the powers. O darling of Yashoda, come, please come, O butter thief, O Lord of my life, please come, O youthful boy, bringing Radha along at your lap in the abode of Raj within my heart. Please come, O protector of Raj. This will be nice mood, isn't it, for Janmashtami?
Yeah, we sing
it also. This is by the traditional Bangladesh bhajan. It doesn't say who. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you. So now we'll talk about the end of this class, which is this pastimes, which is related to this topic. It is a place called Mansarovar. Mansarovar is on the other side of the Vrindavan, other side of the Jamuna, near Belvan. That's where the Lord Shiva took a bath and he turned into gopi. We're not going to turn into gopi, but we're going to tell you the pastime. So this happened at the place where the Krishna's pastimes happening with gopis, rasa dance, and there is a whole description of the how the rasa dance is taking place. All the gopis are playing different instruments and dancing, and Radha Shyam Sundar is sitting in the lotus. There are millions of petals of this lotus, and Radha Shyam Sundar is sitting there. So this Asuri Muni, he is in the Narad Parvat. He was performing the tapasya and he was seeing the Lord within his heart all the time. That's what he was just meditating on the Lord, and he was seeing this Radha Shyam Sundar within his heart. This is the pastimes is from the Garga Samhita, by the way. So suddenly Lord, he could not find the Lord within his heart. So he was completely bewildered. Where is my Lord? Where is my Lord? Where is my Lord? So he is going everywhere. Where is he going? Now because he was a pure, he could go anywhere. Just go. So he is going to the Badrikashram to have the Narayan Rishi darshan. He couldn't find there. He couldn't have a darshan of there. He goes from there to Lokalok Parvat, Param Purush Bhagavan, to darshan of there. He couldn't find him there. He's asking for the parshadas of those. Where is my Lord? Please show me, where is my Lord? They said, we don't know. He go to Svetadvip. Shir Samudra, where the Shesh Rai, the Lord is lying. He goes there to find the Lord. He couldn't go. He couldn't find their Lord either. Then he goes, he asks Parshadas, but he couldn't find it. He goes even to Vaikuntha. But in Vaikuntha also he couldn't find the Lord. He goes to Golok Vrindavan. And he's asking Golok Vrindavan, he couldn't find, he's asking everybody, Lord, where is my Lord? Please show me, where is my Lord? This is the Tivra desire, what do you call the Lolium. Lolium, right? That's what you call in Sanskrit? Tivra? So he's looking for Lord everywhere. And the Parshada in the Golok Vrindavan, the Lord, the devotees are saying that the Lord has gone, he has given with all his Shakti. He is the place by Vishnu Garbha, the Vaman Deva appear. The Lord is gone. So finally, Lord is going, after going around all the Brahmandas, he comes to the Kailas Parvat to have a darshan of Lord Shiva. So when he went there, the Lord, he is paying obeisances to Lord Shiva, and he is asking to the Lord, Lord Shiva is absorbed, closing his eyes, he's absorbed in thinking of Krishna. Krishna, Ram. So he is, this Asuri Muni is paying obeisances to Lord Shiva, he is asking, I went everywhere but I couldn't find my Lord. Please tell me, where is my Lord? Remember the past times of the Saraswati and the Srila Prabhupada? Srila Prabhupada, Saraswati had the little doll of Krishna and Srila Prabhupada took and hide it. Right? And he's asking, where is Lord? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? So Srila Prabhupada said, she's asking for, where is Krishna? So that's what the Goswamis were. They were roaming around in the brush. Where is my Krishna? Where are you? So here the Sasuri Muni is asking Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is saying that you are the most fortunate person, because you are coming and asking me, where is your Lord? Everybody else comes to me for what? For material benefits. Something but Asutosh easily pleased. But you are here, you are so most fortunate, you are asking, where is my Lord? Where is your Lord? Where is the Lord? He's asking. That's the most fortunate person, Lord Shiva is saying to Asuri Muni. And say, then Lord Shiva is saying, yeah, I'm going to go where the Lord is. Lord Shiva is saying that, I was also thinking to go there. So they both are going in the dress of a Brahmana. They are coming to Vrindavan together. They come to Vrindavan. Now Vrindavan, to enter into Vrindavan is not like that. You get the ticket, air ticket of Air India or whatever time you're going to enter the Vrindavan. It's not possible. So here, they want to enter in the Rasa dance. But they are not allowed. All the gopis are with the sticks outside where the Rasa dance is going on. And the gopis are saying, there is only one Krishna, there is one only man here, Krishna. You are very fortunate, you are here because of your good activities, pious, they have performed tapasya 60,000 years so far. So you are here, you have come to Vrindavan, but you cannot enter in the Rasa dance. Only Krishna is male here. But Gopi said, yes, there is one thing you can do. There is a sarovar called the Man Sarovar. Just like when we go to the Govardhan, there is a Kusum Sarovar. There are five or six different main sarovars in the Braj. Like Kusum Sarovar, Man Sarovar, Pavan Sarovar, Prem Sarovar, right. And there is another Sarovar also, there are five or six Sarovars. They are well known. So gopis are saying, you go there, you take a bath in that Man Sarovar, and you will come in the form of the gopis. So Lord Shiva and the Asuri Muni, they are going in that sarovar, taking a bath, and they are coming out in the form of the gopis. Gopi Bhava. Now Gopi Bhava is not something which is, you know, we have to clean our heart. Our heart has to be pure before we think about the Gopi Bhava. Or even, you know, that is above. For me, at least. Anyhow, so they are, they both are having the Gopi form. Now imagine Lord Shiva being Gopi. And they are allowed to enter in the Rasa dance, both Hasurimani and Lord Shiva. And they are seeing, they are that darshan of Brother Shyam Sundar. His whole description is given about the Rasa dance. Brother Shyam Sundar is in the millions of petals of lotus. These they are sitting. They are having the darshan of the Brother Shyam Sundar. They are praying. The first sloka they praise Krishna Krishna Mahayogin Deva Deva Jagatpate Pundrikaksha Govinda Guru Dvajate Namaha Janardhan Jagannatha Padmanabha Trivikrama Damodar Rishikesha Vasudeva Namostate. There are different names of Lord. They are glorifying this Lord Radha Shyam Sundar. Lord Radha Shyam Sundar is very happy. Lord is very happy to have this both. Now all other gopis know who these are, who they are. They don't know. But Radha Shyam Sundar, Krishna is smiling. His little smile. Then he knows who these two gopis are. So when the dance is going on, and imagine Lord Shiva dancing. Imagine Lord Shiva dancing. Lord Shiva, when the destruction, what he has damru, and he dances, how he dances. When he dancing, then everything is, it's about to start the devastation, right? Pralaya. So here Lord Shiva is dancing, and all the gopis are wondering, who is that gopi? This gopi is dancing. We have never seen this gopi before dancing like this. Who is that? Anyhow, the Lord is very happy, Lord is very pleased with both of them by that. And Lord is saying that Lord is happy, so Lord is asking them that please give what boon I can give you, please. I'm willing to give you the boon. Brother Shyam Sundar. Krishna is asking. Shyam is asking. Requesting. So both are saying, both are praying that my lords, please allow us to stay here in Vrindavan, where we can always have the darshan of your pastimes. And that's so Lord is granting that boon, and that is the Gopeshwar Mahadev. Lord Shiva in the form of Gopeshwar Mahadev, which is in the Vrindavan. You all must have gone for the darshan of Gopeshwar Mahadev. That's Lord Shiva. That's Lord Shiva who went for the darshan of the entering the Rasa dance after taking bath in the Mansarovar. So this is the way is Gopeshwar Mahadev, of course, and then Asuri. So this pastime took place at Mansarovar. And point was that, point of this pastime was that how he was, the most fortunate person is the person who is asking, who is requesting to the Lord, find out the Lord, where is my Lord, that's the most fortunate. So you all are very fortunate because we are also on that path to find out where the Lord is. Lord within my heart, He within our heart, He can also awaken our dormant love, and we can have ultimately darshan of the Lord within our heart. Any question? Yes. I'm sorry?
So we, in order to enter to Vrindavan, we supposed to ask permission to Shiva or this gopi, the form of Shiva and this gopi, Gopeshwar?
We, Shiva is the Vaishnava Namathya Sambhu. We can pray to Shiva to enter in the Vrindavan. But also we pray Srila by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Pray to Srila Prabhupada, pray to his devotees, pray in the Guru Parampara, all the previous acharyas to enter in Vrindavan. Pray that. We are already on the path. Any other question?
Thank you so much. That's the first time I heard that Lord Shiva actually got to participate in the Rasleela. I thought he said, yes, you have female form, but you can't enter, so you guard, make sure no unqualified person comes in.
I'm sorry?
That Gopeshwar Mahadev, I never heard before that he actually got to dance. That was so,
yes,
so
he
cool.
He entered in the Ras dance actually, and he was dancing, and there is a whole song about it, how he was dancing, and all the gopis were smiling. Who is this gopi here? We have never seen the dancing like this. Because, you know, Lord Shiva dances means devastation.
Right. So my question was, what happened to the Muni? What,
Muni?
Did he get a place there?
Yes, yeah, of course, yes. He also got a place there. Because Krishna gave them boon, yes, because they wanted. And they both are having the darshan of the Krishna's pastime. That's why they are there. That's what they want. Any other question? Thank you. Hare Krishna.